ghosts haunt our forests. Rising in the shadows of the forest floor, beneath last year's brown leaves, they lift translucent, white, waxy heads, in stark contrast to the green plants around them. Ghost flower and corpse plant are names given them in earlier days when we had little understanding of these unique flowers. Today they are commonly known as Indian pipe because of their supposed resemblance to a peace pipe. Because Indian pipes are not green, they cannot make their own food. And since they don't use the sun's energy for photosynthesis, their leaves are small, scale-like, and not functional. These white plants get their nourishment through a connection to underground fungal threads connected to the roots of green plants. This is certainly an unusual arrangement, using a middleman to deliver food made by a green plant. Come to think of it, don't we get our food through a middleman that delivers it from the manufacturer? The nodding flower of Indian pipe bends upward once pollinated and forms a dry fruit. The waxy stem turns black, dry and tough, and can last through the winter. Look for Indian pipe in its favorite haunts, the shadows of pine or deciduous forests. This has been Nature Notes from the Montour Area Recreation Commission. We hope you will note something new and exciting on your next nature outing.